Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Good day, sir. Yeah, welcome to the bunker. It's episode 73 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, laughs hysterically, and then points at the mirror and laughs equally hard. That's right. The fairest of the fair on this show. We have a great show for you today. We have Dirty Heads News. They just played some drive-in shows. We have a You Should Be Shot. We have a Feel Good News. We got This Song Sucks, Conspiracy Query. All your favorite segments are here. This is going to be the best. Let me introduce you to the host of the show. You know him. You love him. Guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads. Here he is, Duddy B.
What is happening? That's right. We are back. Episode 73. Could not be happier to be here. And Jake, I could not be happier with our listeners. Thank you guys so much. I'm seeing lots of ratings and reviews coming in for the show, and you don't know how much it actually really does help the show. Just keep going and get noticed, especially if you're listening on the iTunes Apple app.
It's iTunes podcast, the purple icon on your phone. I mean, give us the review on there. That's where it really counts.
Give us a review, give us a rating if you could, it really does help, and we really do appreciate it. And also, if you're listening and you are enjoying the show and you want to help out, you can go over to our Patreon and become a Patreon member at patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy, and you will get 4 bonus episodes every month. We release a Monday morning hangover show every Monday. Lots of fun stuff happening over there as well. So, yeah, other than that...
Drive-in shows. Dirty Heads, we're back. Obviously not a show where people are spilling right up into the stage and everyone's, you know, crowd surfing, but a live show, standing up, instruments turned on. How'd it go?
You know, it went really well. It was fun. We did 2 shows a day, which is funny because, you know, we've had so much time off, and then you go back in just double time. You know, 2 hour-and-a-half sets and almost somewhat back-to-back. You know, I think we had like an hour in between each set. And
I was going to ask you that. So they're drive-in shows. These are people in their cars. They're a little bit away from the stage. And so the show's over. Everyone gets into their car and they have them file out in some sort of order, I'm assuming. And then, bam, right away, there's a whole nother group of cars waiting.
There's already cars lined up ready to come in when the other cars are... bouncing
out. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. And then apparently if you bought tickets to both, you didn't have to leave. You could stay.
Was there a lot of that?
I definitely saw quite a few people at both shows. But the daytime shows, one show started at 5:30 and the other one was at 8:30. So the 5:30 show was definitely more of like family vibe, a lot of kids around, lots of families. And then the nighttime show was definitely a little bit more of a party vibe. Mm-hmm. But even the party vibe was still very different, very different energy than, you know, an actual, you know, concert. But it was fun, man. And from what I've heard, the people there really enjoyed themselves and we all enjoyed ourselves. It felt really good to get back up there. And we had our new horn guys with us that you guys have all seen in the live streams. And that's really fun. They add a lot to the show. And there's just some fun stuff we can do now that we weren't able to before. So that was just cool. It was cool to get back out there.
Growing. And then you've said already to me that you guys are going to do more drive-in shows. That's what's going on.
Yeah, we actually just announced the other day a few shows. You don't have to pull it up. Don't worry about it. We just announced a run of 4 or 5 more shows, like East Coast. I think some Midwest and stuff. But so you know what? If that's all we can do right now, then we're gonna get out there and do it. I know people, they need this right now. You know, people need to get out and just start getting back to normal life.
Anything you can do is cool right now.
I mean, and we're with you. We need to get back too. So I mean, We cannot wait to get back out there. But Jake,
yeah,
during these drive-in shows,
yeah, it wasn't all smiles. Is that what you're about to tell us, Dud?
I did come across something.
What's that?
This is someone who needs to be shot.
Oh, I love it.
All right. This is a...
Your favorite new segment.
This is your new... It's your favorite. Everyone's favorite, right, Jake? You know how it goes. This is a segment of You Should Be Shot.
Yes. It is my favorite. All right. Okay. Tell us who should be shot this week.
This week's candidate for people who should be shot is Fog Guy.
Yes. Sounds like a Scooby-Doo villain.
He kind of is. He's a villain. Let me explain to you who Fog Guy is, okay? We're getting ready to go on stage, and this was the second night. The first night, it's funny because this was happening to the backline guys, and that's like, you know, the drummers and mm-hmm. Sean and the horn guys. They're behind us. They're like the backstage, and we're up stage. And they were getting blasted pretty hard, but this is... The intro to the set is on, and this is, he did it in the daytime set too, but it wasn't quite as obnoxious, I think, because it was daytime, but and he did it during the nighttime set, and it was insane, and that's, intro to the set is on, right? So then right after the intro, I have to be at the mic stand, my pedal board is right there, I have some pedals I have to hit, and I have to be right up on that mic, because I'm going to start to sing. So I'm coming in for the intro. I have about 5 seconds before it's my time to where, okay, I got to get up to that mic and I got to start playing. I got to hit that pedal and I got to start singing. And dude, right as I'm thinking that in my head, Fog Guy is the guy on who is controlling the fog machine on stage, which first off, it's not supposed to be right at the front of the stage, because why are you trying to make it so foggy at the front that the people can't see the band? You put the fog towards the back with a you know, a fan blowing, so when you hit it, then it blows the smoke all over the stage.
Ambiance. You don't want to see the fucking fog blower.
It's insane. So this guy, and I didn't know this until this happens. I didn't see it. I didn't get what was going to happen. He has the fog machine set up 2 to 3 feet from my pedal board. So as I'm about to walk up to the mic, he unleashes more fog than I've ever seen in my entire life, Jake. I could not see the pedal board. I could not see the mic stand. I couldn't see the pedal board. I couldn't see the floor. It was like I was all of a sudden just in a white fog. I was blind.
It was a whiteout.
It was
a blizzard.
Absolute whiteout. And in my head, I'm like, holy shit. I'm literally walking like a blind person with my hands out. To touch the mic so I know where the mic is, I walk forward with my eyes closed, my hands out, and I touch the mic enough to where I can now, I'm holding the mic and I walk forward slowly and I could now feel the pedal board at my feet, and I start into the song completely blinded, and it goes away, you know, and now we're back into it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, holy shit. And in my head, I'm like, that was insane. Almost a little funny, because I was like, okay, that was fucking ridiculous. You probably obviously noticed.
He noticed it too.
Yeah, everyone had to notice how dumb that was, and that was, you made a mistake. Mistakes happen. Okay,
absolutely.
Whatever. Oh no,
fog,
dude.
Forgiveness.
Fucking two minutes. we're still on the first song. Just
you hear it.
Oh my God, the same amount of fog as the first time. Just unleashes, so I cannot see. He ends up doing it like 3 times to where I end up telling people, dude, if that guy hits that fucking fog machine one more time, there's gonna be a problem.
He's going backwards off the
stage.
Then
I see someone.
So like, we got some guys that worked at Not Scary Farm here to do the fog for you guys. Like, oh, for fuck's
dude,
sake.
Dude, my, the overzealous fog guy.
God.
Like, this is my chance. Like, I'm gonna make the show so dope. They're gonna love this. And that goes into the other thing that was happening. This was just a crew, and they were nice guys and all, but the camera guys were almost just as overzealous. They were like coming right up on me and like going up, you know, up my body with it. And like, they were like spinning the cameras around in their hands, like trying to get trippy effects going. It was hilarious. And it's funny. I've actually had a few people like comment on things that have been posted. Like, what was up with the camera guys? Like, I'm like, I know. I noticed that.
Fog guy needs to be shot, not killed.
No.
Hit him in the fog hand. A lesson. He'll have to be a lefty now, whatever. But the camera guys need to be shot. But in general,
the fog guy needs to be shot. The camera guys need to be maybe hit with a rock from like a slingshot.
Okay.
The
potentially
fog guy,
more dangerous. So they're assholes too.
Fog guy
depends
needs to
on
be
how it goes down.
Shot.
Yeah.
He needs to be shot on the spot because that's insane. And one of the reasons he should be shot is because you should know, okay, there's a pedal board, there's a mic stand. There's going to be someone standing right there.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't put the fog machine 2 feet from a human being who is going to be playing music.
But it's
common sense.
It's a general thing now. There's an entire group of people that need to be shot. And it's these people like the fog guy and the camera guy. Look, love your energy.
Yes.
However, your job, if you're an ambiance creator or an image capturer at a live concert, your job is to be not seen at all. It's like in a boxing match. If the referee's in there every 2 seconds with his hands on the fighter separating him, you're like, bro, your job as the referee is to be in the bushes, and then when necessary, you're out, and then back in the bush. You don't want to see that. Same with cameramen and fog guys and whatever. The band is the thing. You are supposed to be in the shadows, almost not even part of the show, especially if you're a cameraman, in my opinion.
Oh, fully.
There's nothing worse. I remember as a kid when we had our buddy Will that was a hyper kid, and we told him to do pictures for the bands one night at one of our shows. And this dude took it way too. He was jumping on the stage, running up to the drummer on his hands and knees, laying on his back. He was more the show than the band was.
I remember this. Yes.
If you're listening, Will Parchin, he's a great dude, you know, and one of those lovable, big, tall, fucking huge guys. All over the stage doing shoulder rolls, taking pictures, and then it's more about you than it is what you're capturing.
Yes.
Don't do that. If you ever get a chance to take pictures at a show, your job is to be unseen. The only thing that you want seen is the photos at the end.
Yes.
If the band goes, there was a photographer there? Holy shit, who was it? Best thing they could say about you.
Yeah.
And the pictures are good. That's also good.
That being said, this week's You Should Be Shot is overzealous fog guy.
Yeah, fog guy.
It's fog, dude. It's fog.
It's fog.
Trust me. It does help, you know, like if you throw a little, you know, foggy haze out on the stage and you got it makes the lights pop. I get it, man. It's dope.
Yeah.
I like it.
You're necessary.
When done right.
But,
When done wrong, you should be shot.
Bam, dude, there it is. A good one this week.
Oh, all right.
A dirty head, live music, relatable. I like that one. And it was audio adjacent.
Yes.
You guys were making the noise this week. Someone else is the person who should be shot.
Okay, I didn't. Okay, this guy needs to be shot in the hand.
Who? The fog guy?
The fog guy
needs to be shot in the fog hand, sure.
Whatever hand he uses to pump the fog, he needs to be shot in that hand. I want him to still be able to use that hand.
Yes.
It's just a lesson learned.
He'll blow again.
Yes.
But
again, he can drive himself to the hospital.
Absolutely. With the other
With
hand.
The other hand, sure. It's fine.
Hopefully he doesn't have a stick shift.
Yeah, you know, it's all good.
Every time he reaches for the fog, he'll see a reminder.
Yes.
He's better now. He's the best fog guy in the West. And then what else?
Well, you know what?
What do you want to happen to the camera guy? Is that what you're going to do?
No, the camera guy, no. But I like to say where they should be shot and with what.
Oh, of course.
Okay, and because this will create some fog, so this will be good for him. I want him to be shot in the hand with a flare gun. Yeah.
Oh, you're doing that? Oh, you know? Okay.
It'll be fine. He'll be fine. It's going to hurt really bad.
Yeah. It won't even go through. It'll burn.
It'll burn. It'll create some smoke, and then, you know, you get it. Fog guy.
You're using
smoke.
His thing with it. Yeah. Yeah, no, I love that.
Okay.
Okay. All right, well, there you go. Do you want to cap it again?
You should be shot.
And I agree. All right, well, enough negativity. Feel good news.
The world is bad. This is Feel Good News.
All right, guys, we're back with some Feel Good News. And Feel Good News is simply news. And our show is called Feeling Good with Duddy. So you get it. All right. Our first story, actually, Duddy brought to the table. Now, look, there were some MMA fights this past weekend. All right, we had Jan Blachowicz winning the light heavyweight championship in UFC. And then we had, who else was it? It was Israel Adesanya defending his title. All great, all fun. But this story is from a week ago when Colby Covington beat Tyron Woodley, and then he went off afterwards. So, Duddy, what do we got here?
So what happened is, Covington, after the fight, he beat Tyron Woodley, and he was in his, the press conference afterwards.
Yeah.
Right? And he just started going off, and while he was going off, he called out LeBron James. And he said, LeBron James is just a spineless, woke athlete. I think it was pretty much what he said. And then even on social media, he went on to say, yeah, I said it, King James. You're a coward. Law enforcement officers are heroes. Woke athletes are zeros. God bless our military and first responders.
Yeah. So he's
saying, I fucking said it. And I think he was saying
that. That's his gimmick. Yeah. He's because, like the Trump train guy. And LeBron's obviously not the Trump train guy. So yeah, they're beefing.
They're beefing.
And so we're super political on the show. Let's get into it.
Everyone knows which way
we're very well versed. We know all the stuff. Okay. But we're not going to get into that right now.
And then LeBron, he pops back.
Uh-oh.
LeBron says, anyone can talk from outside, but if they got into the ring or got into the arena with me, probably 10 times out of 10, they'd shit their pants. Pretty much saying that if Kobe got in the ring with LeBron, that he would shit his pants because LeBron would beat his ass.
So are we positive that he's tweeting this to Colby Covington?
Oh, yeah. This was like a response to him.
Yeah, he tagged him in it.
It
was a response to him.
This was like a response to him.
I did not know that until Duddy told me this morning. I knew that they were kind of beefing, but I'm not on Twitter, dude. I don't give a shit.
James said. So there was people asking him, like, yo, did you hear about what he said?
Uh-huh.
Did you hear what he said about you? And that was what he responded. He said, anyone can talk from outside. So LeBron is pretty much saying, like, yeah, whatever. If I was in the ring with you, things would be different. And although I do have to say LeBron is a very big, very strong man. I'd
very
say
much
90% of the people in the world, if not maybe even 95% of the people in the world.
Sure.
He would probably
He's an amazing athlete. He's a humongous, huge.
Amazing athlete.
Yeah.
And he's really good at basketball.
Yes, he's great at that game.
If he got in the ring with Covington, Jake, what do you think would happen?
I will run you through the most likely scenarios here. This is what would happen. The bell would ring. They would run out to meet each other in the middle of the ring. Now, LeBron would do what most people that don't have any other weapons. He would fire a left or a right hand, depending on which stance he's taken. Covington will see that. And he will dive underneath it, grab one of LeBron's legs, take him to the floor where it doesn't matter how tall or big you are now because you're both laying down. Everybody's the same height when you're laying down. And Covington would crawl all over him, do whatever he wanted with him, beat the living shit out of him, make him cry, make him tap, make him unconscious, break his arm, choke him out, whatever he wants. That's one possible scenario. Another possible scenario is LeBron comes out, is scared to take that first punch because he knows he's probably going to miss, starts taking leg kicks from Colby Covington on his nice, long, tall legs.
I don't think he would start taking them. I think he would take one.
He would take one or
two. And he would fall down and go, holy fuck.
And then he would start moving backwards very, very fast. Or he runs at Covington and says, I'm just going to run and tackle him, which even if he did, he would immediately find himself on his back.
Yep.
This is not a fight,
guys.
This is not a game.
First off, Covington's not a small guy.
No.
He's not as big as LeBron. LeBron's way bigger. But Covington's not a small guy. And what he does is he trains every single day to fight other really big, strong guys, and he beats them.
Yeah, he beats most of them all the time.
So let's just say, for instance, they go out there and right off the bat, LeBron just happens to get one good punch in. It wouldn't be even close to as good as any punches that that Covington's already been hit with and was fine afterwards.
And to hit someone at this level of striking, you don't just go out there and wing a big punch and hit someone. You don't do that. And you need to set it up.
Yes.
You need to drag them into traps and get them to miss. And it's never going to happen. There's levels to everything. There's levels to basketball, and LeBron is at the absolute top level.
Yes.
There's levels to MMA fighting, and these MMA fighters, they don't fight a little bit better than your toughest friend. They could take your toughest friend and turn him into a ball in 1 second. They're light years above everybody. He'd be 100 moves against LeBron. If it was a basketball game, we all know what would happen.
It would be a joke.
Kobe would get smashed.
Yes.
And it would be the same thing in the ring. So, yeah, this is fun. And LeBron, dude, we love you. Ain't no reason to. Whatever. No, LeBron's dope.
He's amazing athlete. Like, he really, like I said, I think 95% of the human beings in this earth would get smashed by LeBron.
Sure.
Because he's a humongous great athlete. But the only people that wouldn't get smashed by him are people who train to fight every single day for a living, because that's what they do. That's what they're the best at.
Humans in general, I've said this on the show many times, humans are far better fighters right now than we were 100 years ago. You guys
They are far better than they were 10 years ago.
10 years ago even. But yeah, think of the bare knuckle boxers of the earth and all that. And then even 80s action movies were all big, wide, stupid punches. This is all before MMA, kickboxing, and like elite level other types of striking besides boxing came into play, and jiu-jitsu. And now the whole world is educated on this new stuff that did not really wasn't existing as it does now 20 years ago even. No. It's all very different. These dudes are on such another level that none of you have a fucking chance.
It's crazy.
None of us. Dude.
None of us.
None
my
of
son,
us.
My 8-year-old son is in jiu-jitsu, and when I go to his class and watch, there's 20 kids in there that would kick every single kid at my school's ass when I was that age.
Every one of them.
The toughest kid in my school when I was fucking 10.
Didn't these know
kids,
shit.
These kids in here would wipe the fucking floor with this guy. You know, like it's different.
It's a different world
there. That the Covington and LeBron thing, that's real news.
That's real news. We just shared it
that's
here.
Real
we covered
news.
It. Yeah.
But what's next?
What's next is something that you guys have all heard a lot about lately, and it's out there. Fake news.
This
happened to us. This is fake news that I wasn't sure fake news how real it was.
No.
But then I look online and I see fake news being spread about you and I, Duddy, and our show.
This listener has been very popular this week.
Oh, very popular.
She's also a Patreon member.
One of our longtime listeners.
We talked about her.
Fake news about us.
We talked about her on our Monday Morning Hangover, which is our Patreon show this week.
We do a show every Monday on Patreon, and we dig into the listeners over there. Yes,
she got muted.
We've muted her. You guys, we have a thing. We have a fan group called the FGWD Bunker on Facebook. If you guys haven't joined, go join. It's a bunch of listeners of our show that talk about the show. They share memes. They make fun of Duddy and I. They get involved in fights and drama. We have a drama covering like talk soup style show that we do on our Patreon page where we really dig into this drama. This girl that we're about to talk about, Lacey McDonald, she's always in the drama over there. She's listening to this right now.
Yes.
So Duddy, tell them this fake news that was spread about us and our last episode.
Well, you know, Jake, this one's really towards you because I didn't really say much during this segment.
That
if you
happens
guys
a
remember,
lot.
Last week's This Song Sucks segment was Blink-182, I Miss You.
Where are you? And I'm so sorry. If you guys missed
you guys,
it.
Everyone's favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
She says, on the Bunker page, she says, finally getting around to listening to episode 72. Holy shit. This Song Sucks was way too long today.
And she put like 8 Y's, like way too long.
Yeah. And then she said, fack.
What's that? Was that a misquote? Was she supposed to say fuck, or is that a thing that kids do?
Capital.
Okay. Fack.
Exclamation. It was funny for the first few minutes, but 45 minutes on one song. And then she has like the face being covered with the hand and then the cry face. And then it says, and shame on you, Jake, for not knowing Jack and Sally, whatever. Okay. Also, she does say that she agrees the song sucks, but here's where the fake news kicks in. She says the first few minutes were funny. But 45
no,
minutes?
No, they weren't. Oh, that's not what you... Okay, sorry.
But 45 minutes on one song, we did what we always do, and we did some investigation.
Yeah. Luke, how many minutes exactly was last week's This Song Sucks? 15 minutes. She said 45, Duddy.
She said 45.
You know what that is?
What?
Fake news.
Yeah, yeah. And if you thought the first few minutes were funny, well, there's only a few more minutes till it was over.
And
not 45.
The first few minutes weren't where the funny part was. The first few minutes is a massage. The first verse, hello there. And, you know, we were doing the whole thing. We were setting you up for the funny part that comes halfway through.
Which would
where
be,
are you?
So it was probably like, let's say 6 minutes
six
of setup.
6 to 7 most.
It's a good setup. And then 6 or 7 minutes of funny. And then we're out.
Yeah, dude. So fake news on all fronts. Once it happens to you, once you're being canceled, that's what this is called, everyone. Yeah. It
we
hurts.
Love Lacey.
We do.
We love her and her adorable daughter.
She's muted right now on the bunker page. Do you understand this?
By the time this gets released, she might be unmuted, but we'll see.
Yeah, maybe, man. We'll see. But anyway, yeah, it hurts when someone that you do care about, Lacey McDonald, we care about you. She's been a longtime listener, big fan of the Dirty Heads, Duddy's band. Yeah, to hear her spread these false truths and just mistruths and unguided falsehoods. And really just a smear campaign.
Well, it's one thing to be like, you know what? I didn't really like that episode. That's fine. But then to say,
spread slander. Lies.
False slander.
Slanderous lies.
Treason?
I'm looking in. By the way, we have lawyers looking into it and we might countersue. You haven't sued us, but dude, a countersuit is being filed as we speak. This is slanderous. 45 minutes. It was 15 minutes. The first half was funny. No, it wasn't. The second half is where the jokes are. We will tell you that. We're right. Lacey McDonald, fake news.
Fake, disgusting.
Wow, Daddy.
Okay.
You really went off on her there. And last week, you really went off on Blink-182. You're a dick. That's it, guys. We'll see you next week for more Feel Good News.
Join us next week for more goodness on Feel Good News.
Oh, wow, right. Buddy. This is going to be an easy segue, Dud, because we just talked about how Lacey had a big problem with our segment last week that we did on Blink-182, right? Well, she's going to love this one because we're back with another segment of This Song Sucks. Play that drop.
This song suckity doo.
Okay, we're back. And this one is really a lead-in from last week's. Why? Because the drummer from Blink-182, Travis Barker, is also playing drums on the song that we feature this week. This song is called So What, which is what everyone should say when they hear this song. And they should say, you suck. But it's by a guy whose name is it Jaden? His name's Jaden, but he spells it with a J-X-D-N, Jaden. Now, the song is horrible for a million reasons. It's cookie cutter. It's like a trap beat over a pop punk. It's a mess. You can tell it's all production and no heart. The lyrics are cheesy. Let's go over some lyrics. These thoughts in my head take control, but when I'm down, I beg for more. I beg for more, and I've been thinking of you all night, like a 7-year-old's lyrics. I found out he's 19. Great. Here's why I'm mad. This guy's not a musician. I said this song sucks, Luke. I hate this song, and he's all, what song? And I go, Travis Barker's playing drums. I heard it on K-Rock. What's the song? He's all, this is the song. He played it for me. Yes, that's it. Then he starts to tell me. I go, who's this singer? His name is, in fact, Jaden, but it's spelled J-A-D-E-N. So they wanted to be super cool. It's J-X-D-N. Fine. Last name, Hozier. Not cool. So they erased that. It's just Jaden with the X's. How hip. How now. How interesting. How rad. He came to fame on TikTok. He's a TikTok guy. He joined TikTok in 2019, and less than a year in, he's popular on TikTok, so Travis Barker puts him under his record label and has people create a song for him. We looked into it. This guy barely wrote a lyric on the song. He barely had anything to do with it. He simply showed up with his TikTok following and now has a song on K-Rock. We listened to the song, Duddy, and you know something about this song that I didn't know. You have a little insight. What'd you think of the song?
I mean, it's exactly what Jake said. It's just an overly produced cookie cutter attempt that I've ran across you know, writers and producers like this, who it's like, what's cool right now? Okay, what's a big song right now? They'll pull the song up that's big right now, and then they'll almost just try and recreate something very similar. There's no heart and soul behind it. It's a team, you know, it's a machine, a label-driven machine that's like, okay, here's our next tack to try and get money. What's popular right now?
TikTok. This kid on TikTok.
TikTok's really popular. Cool. Let's go get a popular TikTok guy, as you would create a boy band.
Yes.
Let's go get a couple good-looking dudes. Let's get some top writers to write them some, you know, girly love songs.
We'll attach a dance move to it.
We'll make a dance move to it, and then we'll put all this money behind it so they're everywhere, everything that you see, and every little girl will love them, and we'll make a bunch of money, and then when they get a little older, we'll say peace out, and then go have your weird life, because now you're all messed up. This is the same exact thing. This is an attempt pretty much to make like a alternative band, boy band, but it's just one boy. And it's like, yes, let's go get the famous TikToker here. Let's make this cookie cutter song. We already have all the connections with radio. It'll get all out there. His TikTok following will follow. It's perfect. It's a perfect storm, right? Well, unfortunately, though, the song is fucking garbage.
It's insane. We are listening. If you guys know this song, you know. And if you don't, go listen to it. If you like this song, shame on you. But whatever. I'm sure we all like shit that sucks. This is horrifying. Every 4 to 8 bars of this song, the whole thing just changes into a different beat that would be popular right now. It's like we're doing pop at the start. Now it's trap pop. And then when I look, it's called rock trap. These are two things that just don't need to blend. You guys, we already did this in the 90s, or was it the early 2000s? You remember Limp Bizkit, rap rock? It's fun for a minute, and then it's the cringiest shit you've ever fucking seen, and that's what we're doing again.
And that's what is like, it's such a thing right now in the writing community, which I see, and it's everyone trying to add hip-hop elements to whatever they're doing.
Because
that's cool. Ooh, it'd be cool if we do this trap beat in the background, and you're like, you're not a trap, like what?
And you're not doing that trap beat.
Like,
here's the thing. Remember when bands used to be a band? The Dirty Heads are a band. It's a bunch of dudes that create songs and practice them. And you guys go in the studio, you work with producers, but you're in there playing the instruments, writing the songs. When I was in a band, and when Duddy and I grew up, it was 4 dudes in a garage writing every single thing, paying for your own demos, recording the shit. I know that still exists around the world. I know there's still a scene for it, but everything I'm hearing on K-Rock right now, I'm like, this is rough. Like, what's his name? Machine Gun Kelly, who was a rapper last year, is now on K-Rock. He's a rock guy now.
Well, it's funny because I saw some memes going around, because it was like, oh, when Eminem shreds you in a rap battle, this is what happens.
You just go over to alternative.
I'm done with rap.
And it's one of those things where, dude, his hit song isn't bad. It's catchy as shit, but he probably didn't write it, and it's got the fake beats behind it. And I'm like, oh my God, it's just when I was a kid, it was real bands on the radio. It was Green Day, Metallica. It was like, you're like, yeah, that's them. They play the drums. They wrote the song. There they are. They have a sound. That's a band. Now it's a kid from TikTok who's not a musician.
Yep.
That's the hit song.
That's where we're at in life right now.
This is an industry. This song sucks.
Did you want to read some more of these lyrics, Jake?
I mean, the lyrics aren't the problem with this one. It was just the song itself. I was like, listening, and I'm like, oh my God, this song sucks. And I took a picture of the stereo that said the name of the song, and I sent it into Luke, and just said, remember this song, Luke, here it is. I don't know what it is, but it sucks. And we brought it in today, and
this is great. Exhausted, it's toxic. You took a line and crossed it. Don't miss me. You're busy. It sucks that you're so pretty. Walk out my door and you're driving away. PTSD leaving me in my grave. I'm not okay. You have PTSD from a chick that you miss?
It's just lyrics that rhyme, dude. And I'll say this. The dude who sings the song, he's the last name listed on the producers of the song. He did the least amount. He didn't write the beat. He didn't make the song. He didn't come up with the chorus. He didn't do anything. I'm saying he's responsible for the word toxic. That's what I will give him. It just seems like something he brought to the table. It's like, what are kids saying right now?
Toxic.
All right, let's work that one in. This week, this song, I'd literally heard this song once. I didn't even hear the whole thing. I came in halfway through, turned on my car, and I'm like, oh, this is horrifying. This is bad. And then it got worse and worse. And at the end, I heard them go, that's some new shit from Travis Barker. And then I was like, what? And then I sent it to Luke. So this song sucks. Anything else you have to say about this, Dud?
No, I don't.
Yeah, me either. I can't believe we said this much. It's So What by Jaden. And you know what? He's right.
Yeah.
So What?
So What?
Play the drop.
This song's suckity-doo.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that was
boy.
Venti.
That was venti.
That was venti. Not like a 20-ounce coffee, but that was, we were venting.
Yeah, you know what, Jake?
Yeah.
That was way too long.
Oh, Lacey's going to have a lot to say about this week. Yeah, you guys, you know, that was actually just mean. Oh, was that Lacey's voice?
Oh,
that was weird.
No.
She's going to really hate me.
Oh,
I think she liked me.
No.
It's over. It's over between us. Oh, I'll win her back. All right, Duddy, we're going to win everyone back.
It is hot in here.
It is fucking hot. Do you want to take a quick break and do a fan or something?
Yes.
Okay. All right, dude. Super positive show. The positivity train keeps on rolling. Choo-choo! All the it's everyone's favorite conspiracy query. Duddy, mm-hmm. What's that? Tell them.
Sorry, I was drinking a little water. Okay, this is a conspiracy query, Jake.
Yes.
It's not a conspiracy theory.
No, that's what I've heard of before, but this
is a conspiracy query. I didn't come up with this. I'm not saying I do or don't believe it. I just simply am wondering if you believe in conspiracy queries.
Oh, ooh, the fact that we're still doing that.
Good one. Yeah.
This
why
is a
do
juice
I do
ball.
That? Okay. Elvis is still alive, Jake.
Yeah, and you guys have all heard this one 1,000 times before. This is the new one.
Ooh, this is music legend Elvis Presley died on the 16th of August, 1977.
Day before your birthday.
Day before my birthday.
On a few years before,
too. Or did he? If the latest conspiracy theory is to be believed, the king of rock and roll faked his own death and now works as a groundsman in Graceland. Okay. Grainy footage. Okay, grainy footage.
My favorite type of footage.
Everyone's favorite type of footage. Grainy footage of a bearded man has been posted on YouTube by The Shadow, who claims the figure is an 81-year-old Elvis.
Wait a fiery hot second.
The YouTuber calls himself The Shadow.
And we're to trust this guy?
Well, he has grainy footage.
Well, then it can't be argued with. All right.
Okay. And in the caption of said grainy footage, it says, in the caption for this video, which has been viewed nearly 2.2 million times, Jake, that's the same amount of watches we get per YouTube video.
Absolutely. He should be monetizing. I'm sure
yeah.
he is.
Okay. And then it says, The Shadow writes...
Oh, okay. Wow.
He raises his two fingers to the top of his left head. No, not of his left head, you dorkus. To the left side of his head is what I should have said. Unless he has two heads, which I don't think he does.
Nope.
He raises his two fingers to the top of the left side of his head as a proof
of
life signal. In Chaldean numerology, the numerical value of V, oh, this is terribly written, of the V sign in numerology is 9.
Proof of life. Wow.
What? Because he,
what
so
the
he,
fuck?
In
or
this grainy
he,
footage.
Yeah, just put his fucking hands to his head. One of the two.
So he just said, he told us he is alive with the simple V sign, number 9, I am alive. He is giving us a clue that he knows we're all there watching him and to his most loyal fans and that he is indeed with us. Okay,
wow.
So.
Let's talk about this, Duddy. While we're doing that, Luke, find us this video, The Shadow. By the way, I want to see that.
So he has grainy footage.
Right.
Of a bearded man putting his two fingers up to the left side of his head like a V.
Yeah.
Which means 9.
Yes.
In a numerical value of 9. And 9 means proof of life. So he's saying that that means that it's Elvis telling his fans, I'm still here with you.
Can we kill the volume on it? Wow, that's
here,
a stretch.
Pause the video.
We'll pause the video. Is this the shadow? Oh, yeah. Is Elvis alive?
No.
These fans think so. Yeah, get us the shadow. Elvis is a groundskeeper and Graceland. But anyway, Luke's looking for the video. We'll find it or we won't. I love it. Okay, great. Wish Elvis was alive. A couple things here with this one. I don't think he'd be working as a groundskeeper at Graceland, right? And a bearded, none of this one adds up. The fucking hand to the head.
Just nothing about it adds up.
Is it in any way tied into the devil? Because a lot of our latest ones have been. And
let's see, Jake. Okay.
Okay. What are we doing?
Two fingers up to the head.
Sure.
A V.
Yeah.
Which equals?
Nine.
Nine upside down.
Six.
Oh.
He's seen him three times. Oh. Six, six, six. I made that up, but we're going with it.
Yes, we're going with it. We don't need the video, Luke.
Oh,
we're good.
Wow. Oh, wait. There's the bearded man. There it is. Luke has found the video. They're showing us a bit. Wow, I didn't expect.
No, this is the Inside Edition version. This is not the Shadows video.
Whatever. I'm going to call it. That's a white beard. At least on this edition, they're saying Elvis has a white gray beard, which I assume he would. But that looks more Harry and the Hendersons.
This is so zero proof.
Yeah, zero
but
proof.
But all I'm asking, though, is that you believe that Elvis is a 81-year-old bearded man that holds two fingers up to his head, and that means nine, and turn it upside down, it's a six because it's the devil?
Yes. Now that you say it like that, I do, Duddy. Oh, man, what a show, dude. Are you feeling good?
I am feeling good. Well, you know what, Jake? I love Elvis.
You do.
And now the fact that I just found out that he's still alive,
I'm feeling good, dude.
I thought he was dead.
Wow. Luke is pulling up lots of videos of the bearded man, dude.
He will not stop pulling up videos.
Yeah, he won't stop. Oh, this is the shadow, though. This is the real one. I got to see the... let's get the V. Let's see if he throws the V sign up to the head. We're seeing a video, Duddy and I are, of a fully blonde-haired man. He's got his hair pulled back in a ponytail, Steven Seagal style, balding on top, and a big white beard. I mean, it does look like he could be Elvis. That was a dick Elvis move. Did you see that?
He threw the hose down.
Oh, he was carrying a hose, guys, and he walked up to another groundskeeper, and when the guy put his hand out to grab the hose, Elvis... old possible Elvis dropped the hose, making the guy bend over to pick it up, and then he looked at his ass. So, yep, that's Elvis. It looks like he just took some money from that guy. He looked at the camera. Duddy, does this make you think any differently about
it? I just think we're staring at an old guy walking around.
It really looks Bigfooty, guys.
There's nothing else that we need to see on this.
Yeah, it's a possible Elvis. We're moving right along.
All right, and speaking of feeling good, on this podcast, we have some sponsors that make us feel great. And of course, as always, Koi CBD. We love this product. They've been with us since day one. I use this product every single day. You guys know, I take the drops in the morning, I get the inhaler out, and I crank down a whole cartridge. Makes me feel great. I'm kidding. Don't do the whole cartridge.
No, but you do. Tell them how you do it.
I just...
It's impressive, guys. He's still going.
And then until it's gone,
but
I do
think
that.
Of all the CBD he has.
Yeah, I have so much CBD. That's why I'm
so healthy.
That's why I'm so chill.
Yeah.
But honestly, guys, this product is amazing. I do use it all the time. And if you're out there using like over-the-counter pain meds because you got achy joints, your bones are hurting or whatever it is, give CBD a try and give Koi CBD a try because it is the best. And you will definitely love the way it makes you feel. And it's much healthier for you as well. And lately I've been using, they have a roll-on almost like an icy hot, but it's packed with CBD. Oh my God, it works so well. And it actually feels really good and smells really good too.
That's
so
right. And if you're at a rave, rub it on your chest.
Yes.
You guys know the deal.
Yes. So
it's your Elmo backpack.
Go over to koicbd.com, put in code feel good at checkout, and you will get 20% off your first order.
15% off your first order.
I am so sorry. It is 15% off your first order.
Yes, it is. We don't save all your emails.
Code right. Feel good. And also, Plug-Ins Keychains. This is an awesome company, and they have this amazing product right here. This is called the Jack Rack. And what it is it's pretty much just a key holder, but it's pretty much just a replica of a guitar amp head. They have a Marshall one. They have a Fender one. And what you do is you attach your keys to the end of a quarter inch cable, like keychain, and that's what you would plug into your guitar or into an amp. So you plug your keys into the keychain cable, and when you get home, you got your amp head on the wall, you plug it in right in, your keys are hanging off of it, you're never going to lose your keys again, and you got a super cool thing on your wall.
And you look cool.
Everyone that comes over will compliment you on it. I know this to be true because I have one in my house, and every time someone comes over, they go, wow, that's really cool. And I say, I know.
And then I tell them, sponsor us.
And then I tell them, if you want one, you can go to plugins keychains, that's plural, .com. And the plugins is with a Z. That's PLUGINZ keychains.com. And you get yourself a Jack Rack. And if you put in code DuddyB at checkout, Jake, 20% off every order.
That's right.
You can get as many as you want, 20% off forever. If you have someone in your life that loves playing guitar or just music, period, you get them this for a present. You will be a hero, I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
What's your sign off?
You heard it here, people.
Yeah, you did, dude. All right.
Oh, one more thing.
Oh, you got one more deal?
Let's go. One more quick thing. Over at cutlassbrand.com, right now we are doing pre-orders for this year's Bloody Duddy. That our good friend Red has made us another amazing design this year. So if I know someone last week was asking about the Bloody Duddy.
Yeah.
So yes, we've started it. It's up on the cutlassbrand.com. You go over there. The Bloody Duddies are on presale right now.
And for anyone that doesn't know what Cutlass even is, most of our listeners do, or the Bloody Duddy. Cutlass is Duddy's clothing line. And every Halloween, our good buddy Red designs a brand new Bloody Duddy shirt, like a zombie-style Duddy, and they're collector's item style. They're only here for a limited time, so just in case we have any new listeners that might not know, that's what the Bloody Duddy is. So cutlassbrand.com, Bloody Duddy. Anything else, Dud?
That's it.
We did it, dude. We did it. Let's get to it. It's time for us to hear from you guys. All these questions come to us on our Patreon page. If you sign up over at Patreon, not only do you get 4 extra shows a month, but you can ask us questions and possibly be featured on the show. So we've got a few questions lined up. Drop the draw.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Ask us any question you want.
Ooh. Bam. All right. First question is from a longtime listener, Patrick Lynch. Based on what we've seen in the Dirty Heads videos, it looks like everyone drives a normal car/truck. Have any of you bought an expensive, fancy vehicle? No, not really. No one in our band is really like car guys. I mean, we all have decently nice cars, but they're just like, they're just, you know, SUVs or normal trucks or something.
They're all very practical. I haven't seen all Dave's cars or Matteo's. I don't know what everyone's driving, but John has that cool Jeep that was parked in here for a while. Everyone saw pictures of that probably, but that's not even fancy. That's just really cool.
Yeah, Jared, bought like a cool like old school car.
Okay.
Yeah, none of us are like big car people, you know?
No, nope. That would be Cheese.
Cheese is a huge manager. Cheese loves cars. Yeah. He has like 7 Porsches and some other cool cars, but I'm not a big car guy. I'm pretty practical. I just want something that gets me around. I mean, I don't want a piece of shit. Like, I want a decently nice car, something that's safe to drive the family around in and whatnot, but I don't really care.
No one's gonna have their mind blown if they see their fucking lineup, okay? Just be like, all right, these are just sensible guys.
Yeah. Mark, who's your daddy, Plante? Drive-through show was great. Thanks. I'm reminded of what we really are missing during these COVID times. Seriously, your horn guys, they killed it during the bunker shows. Glad to see they are still part of the band. Do you have a name for them, like Huey Lewis in the News? May I suggest the name of your horn section be Two Horns and a Reed?
You may suggest that. That will not be the name.
But it will not be the name. No, but you are right, man. They absolutely kill it. Ruben and Mark... is our new horn players, and they also do harmonies. It's so fun playing with them. They've added a lot to the set, and it was really awesome to have them out there for these shows. And thank you for coming out. I'm glad you enjoyed the show, or if you watched it on the live stream, thank you as well. But yeah, keep suggesting names. I probably won't use it, but yeah. Suggest away.
We'll never use them, but sure, you are free to.
Sheila Kidwell says, ask this a week or so ago, but it was a quick Q&A and don't know if you saw. Does the Feeling Good with Duddy logo look like it's wearing a mask, and does that mean Duddy is a time traveler? What? Oh, like the original?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of does look like you're wearing a mask, well, I suppose, a little
obviously
bit.
Obviously, everybody knows I'm a time traveler.
I mean, please.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, everyone's a time traveler, right? We're traveling through time right now. Like, it was a second ago. Now I'm here.
Well, you asked me this question 2 days ago. Well, when you're listening to this, it will be 2 days in the future from when I answered this.
Sure will be.
Time traveling.
Mm-hmm.
It's
we're all doing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Space and time. Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you believe that Duddy is a time traveler? Sarah and T-Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Our favorites.
We got to make fun of them real quick. Luke brought this to my attention. Then I said, Luke, you're right. I shall make fun of them. He said, we got to make fun of them for having a dual account.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing worse than when you see a husband and wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, account couple. You know, we're so fun. No. This works for lesbians too. Shame on both of you, all right? Get your own accounts, all right? We get it. You love each other. Get a room, guys. This isn't the time or the place. Separate the accounts. Get a room, film it, send it to me, but grab a room, get a separate account. We're mad at you. All right, Duddy, answer the question.
Did anyone try to rush the stage at the drive-in shows? And if you did, what would security do? Oh, kick you out or ask you to return to your vehicle?
Oh, my
totally not
God.
Asking for future reference or anything.
That would be hilarious to see someone like, making the long run.
Look, dude, I definitely saw people walking up towards the front and not coming like way up to the stage, but like there's obviously a front row of cars.
Yeah.
And there's people sitting in front of their cars. And then you see the people that come up and stand in front of them and are dancing. And yes, I saw sometimes security coming and like, oh, you get back to your seat. Or if people didn't have their masks on, I would see security like, you know, put your mask on. And everyone was following along for the most part, and I didn't see anyone getting kicked out. And it was only a handful of people that came up front, but definitely, like, by the end of the shows, especially the later shows, there'd be a decent group of people up front and by the front row of cars all dancing around and shit, and nothing too crazy. But I will tell you this, man. The first night, Friday, there was this couple. It was two couples. It was, you know, two dudes and their chicks, and they were, like, kind of out in the middle of the crowd. But they were like dead center, like, so if I'm standing and singing in the mic, I'm kind of looking like right at them. And so I couldn't really miss them. And you could tell that they were on a good one. They were pretty hammered, right? So they're like dancing around. They're like all over each other. They're dancing and they're making out and they're doing their thing. Great. Fuck yeah. Having a great time. Love it. But then, you know, it was funny because, you know, they're in that, like, we're so kind of wasted that we're almost oblivious to what's going on, like, right around us.
Mm-hmm.
So then they mingle up to the front, you know, and they stand like 2 to 3 feet away from like a decent group of people who are like sitting there watching the show. They've been there the whole time. And they just start groping out of each other. And she's wearing shorts that her entire ass is showing. Her shirt is like what do they call these? Not a halter top, a crop top. And it's like constantly falling down to where like her nipples are coming out, and she's like pulling it up.
And they're just
and now they're dancing where he is just full both ass cheeks, grabbing them as hard as he can, making out just all over. She's like rubbing his, you know, junk, and just 2 feet away from just a group of people that have like kids and
they should be shot. Yes, yeah. Not killed.
No.
Shoot him in the dick. Somewhere to end this all.
Shoot her in the nipples.
Yes,
I don't know.
Get rid of the nip.
Oh, shoot her in the nipples with your dick later.
Later on in
not
your own
in
home.
Not in front of the
film
kids.
It. Send it. Do it in your own home privacies.
Luke is still pulling up videos of Elvis.
Yeah, Luke can't get over it. It's not Elvis.
Get over
Luke.
It.
Oh, for piss sake. That's a funny person. And that person always finds the other person that's willing to have full public makeout scenes.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many
God.
Of that I've
that
seen from stages. And then we had a friend, who was a closer friend of yours, but was a friend of mine too, in high school, who would just make out with his girlfriend in front of they'd be on the campus.
This could have been an entire segment of You Should Be
yes,
Shot.
Yes, we had a friend that would just completely do this type of making out, full groping, like 20-minute makeout sessions, eyes closed, just leaning against their lockers with hundreds of kids going about their day. It was weird. You know who I'm talking about, huh, Daddy?
Who?
Scott.
Scott, what's the last name?
Fagley.
Oh, Fagley.
Fagley,
yeah,
dude.
He was a
he's
buddy
the boy.
Of mine.
He's the
oh,
homie,
yeah.
But he was a makeout.
Oh, yeah.
No shame on that guy.
Oh man, the makeout guy.
Oh,
yeah.
The makeout
you should
guy.
Be shot for sure.
Him and Fog guy.
Oh my God.
Need to be dealt with. All right, next question.
Okay, where are we at here? Okay, Jeremy Michael Smood. Smud. How do you say that, Jake?
Yeah. Smude. It's French.
Smude. Jeremy Michael Smude. If you haven't played a song in a while, how long does it take you usually to get refreshed on the lyrics? Do you ever use promoters to help you remember? Oh, maybe he meant like prompters. Prompters to help you use lyrics. No, I've never used prompters. I wouldn't fucking mind sometimes, to be honest. It'd be great. I mean, we've written a lot of songs, and some of them have a lot of lyrics. But you know what? It honestly only takes me like one or two times, and then it's like kind of comes, you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. But I do still, man, every show, before every single show, I go over every single one of the verses I have or, you know, songs I sing. I go through every single song. I sing them out loud and I do every line because I want it fresh in your head.
Why not?
I want it to be right back fresh in my head. I don't want to be thinking about it out there. But sometimes I still do, man. And I'll be coming up to a verse up to a song. I'm like, what's the first line again? Fuck, I can't think of the first line.
It's like anything. Yeah, sometimes when you're playing music, you'll literally not be in your body. You're thinking about something that's coming up 20 seconds ahead in the song. And then you'll realize.
I don't really remember it.
Everyone's done that when you're driving. And sometimes you're like, I was listening to the radio and looking out the window. I don't even know if I was paying attention for 30 seconds driving
now,
but I'm fine. You know, same thing with music, everything. It's one of those deals. I remember that as a drummer and everything going, oh fuck, what's the next part? Oh my God. I'm like panicking as I'm just playing a song.
I do it every single show.
That's fun. I haven't thought of that in a while.
Okay. Is that just one more, Luke? Okay.
That's
all
it.
Right. I guess we got time for one more.
And again, like, you know, for the Patreon guy people, if your question didn't get answered, it's probably because we've answered it before or we found it wildly uninteresting or you know, there's a myriad of reasons. We get a lot of questions on our Patreon.
We just don't like you.
We just don't like you anymore. We like you so much we can't even answer. You know, so many things. Yeah. Anyway, last
you're hot,
one.
You make us nervous.
Yeah, could we're really intimidated.
Wait, you didn't answer my question. There's no time. All right, Heather. Is that Melski?
Melski.
Melskis. What's up, Melsk?
That's what you call someone named Melanie. Melski.
Melski.
Dude, where's your sister, dude? Is she still with Dave? Not from the Dirty Heads, just a fake guy named Dave. He's a dick. And anyway, go ahead. Just sounded like something I'd say to someone named Melski in high school.
Daddy, what is the tattoo on your right hand? And how many people who all got the DH tattoo on your left hand? Any
we
cool stories about it?
I've answered this before, but whatever.
Well, the tattoo's on my right hand. Oh, so she's probably talking about this. It's the California, like, Angels logo, the old school one, and but it's just the CA. I didn't put the halo on it, although I am an Angel fan, but it's more of just like a California CA tattoo. And the tattoo on the left hand, the DH, I think that there's just... Oh, I think three of us. I think me, Rome, and... Oh, there's four
Christian.
Of us. Me, Rome, Christian, and Padilla.
Dustin Padilla.
Yeah.
He was an early... He was... I want to say the merch guy when I toured with you guys. Was he merch? He was merch when I toured
Jared
with you guys.
Jared doesn't have it right now.
I don't think Jared does.
He has the little cross sword and two swords.
Christian was the earliest tour manager of the Dirty Heads and was with you guys for so much of the beginning.
He's just
Dustin Padilla friend and helped out with the band early on, and then you and
that's right.
And Rome.
And Rome. Yep.
There it is.
That is
We did it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I don't know. Anything else you want to say on the way out?
No, man. Thank you guys so much. It was super fun. And, you know, once again, thank you guys for the reviews and the comments. It really does help. And if you are listening and you haven't yet, please leave us a rating. Leave us a comment, especially over there on the Apple Podcast. It helps, and we love you guys.
Oh, you know what? Here's something I never plug. Why don't I do it? I do a live morning show every Wednesday and Friday on Facebook. It's called The Morning Ride Show. You can find it that way, or you can just search Snake Bushnell on Facebook. You'll find me there. I've been doing it for almost 3 years now. I've done 267 episodes of that shit. So I'll be there this coming Wednesday. Well, today you guys are going to listen to this show. So maybe you'll see you Friday. Wednesdays and Fridays, 7 a.m. I drive to work live on Facebook and I talk shit. Join me over there, The Morning Ride Show. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.